Welcome back. It's Karen Conti. We had the horrible shooting in Aurora this week. I'm sure everyone knows about it, and we don't have to reiterate the facts. But suffice to say, it involved a former or soon-to-be former employee who opened fire in the workplace. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the shootings in workplace as opposed to school shootings, which we've seen in churches and places like that. But I want to talk about the particular issues that arise when there is a workplace shooting. And I have one of the experts in the nation with me tonight, Rex Osborne. Welcome to the show. Hi, Rex.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Rex is a veteran law enforcement officer, served for 30 years, and now he's the president of More Than Talk, LLC, which consults to schools and churches and employers regarding safety issue. He regularly comments on these types of things. Thank you so much for joining us. I take it you heard
Absolutely.
About our shooting here in Aurora.
I did. I'm great friends with the former police chief and mayor of Lexington, Illinois. The minute it happened, we were on the phone with each other because it's one of those things that hits home and it gets everybody's attention.
Now, let's go right to the issue of what kind of profile, what do we have as a general profile? We don't have the whole story yet with the perpetrator here, but what is a typical employee at the workplace who gets violent? What is a typical profile?
Well, you know, I've had an opportunity to look at the guy that was the shooter there and what the profile is, and they almost match. You know, the most people who commit these crimes are male, and they're usually older than 35. And they have a history of violence, and they have a lot of other things that take place. They have low self-esteem, and many times their job is their life. And when it's interrupted, like with the termination, it throws them into a spin. A lot of them will have a fascination with firearms, or they will have, talk about violence. And all these things come to play way before the shooting happens. And that's the sad part about a lot of these, is that people after the fact go, oh, I could have picked that guy out.
Interesting. And, you know, and that's a point that you make, Rex. As a lawyer, I have handled cases of wrongful termination from both sides, from the employer employees. Mm-hmm. And I find them, they're almost worse than divorces in some ways, because sometimes when people are unstable in their home life or in their personal life, but they have a job that they go to every day, that sort of keeps them on the straight and narrow. And when they lose it, they're losing their pride, they're losing their money, they're losing their friendships, they're losing their self-worth. And it becomes a huge issue and a very emotional one at that. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Oh, you're right on. What happens so many times is that people hire individuals. Let's check on this guy. They hire him, and if they did the background and research, they would have known that he already had some history of violence. But you want to give people a second chance.
Sure.
Or a third chance sometimes. But when you have people that are so involved in their job, and I don't know what his job was or what the circumstances to be released were, but we don't fire people like we probably should the right way. You know, this shooting did start at the termination hearing, from what I understand. It was at that meeting, and one of the victims is the human resources administrator. So you've got to figure that this wasn't just a layoff or reduction of workforce. There was a serious problem beforehand.
And we don't know what that is. I'm sure we will know that at some point.
No.
But Rex, you know, one of the things that I know, or at least I hear on the media, is that the company had like a progressive firing policy, meaning like you get a warning and then you get a second warning and a chance to, you know, do better. But as we all know, if you get that first warning, there's a good chance that you know you're going to be fired and that you're being scrutinized and that they've already decided, perhaps. I'm not saying that I know this in this case. I'm just saying that when you're being put on a performance plan and you're not making the numbers or you're not doing what you should be doing, that this guy may have known all along that he was on a track to being fired. Does that make him more or less likely to be violent? Is this something that if you want to fire someone, is it safer just to go ahead and fire that person and get them out of the workplace versus give them the extra opportunities?
You know, when we talk with HR people, and we do a lot of training around the country about this, the first thing we tell them is just, first of all, avoid hiring the problem people.
Right.
And because this guy, I don't know his history, but let's just talk hypothetically with someone else, most of these folks that do this type of workplace violence have a history of frequent job changes. And when they have those, it comes right down to why did they change jobs so quickly? You'll be surprised. A lot of it's for workplace issues internally, everything from bullying to frequently blaming others. And the other part, these guys walk around asking supervisors or people they trust, going, hey, have you heard something? I heard I'm in trouble. Have you heard I'm going to lose my job? And those are all signs and signals that if the employers are doing their job, they're picking up on these and they can start addressing it before violence happens.
What are some of the, now that you're talking about the signs, symptoms, signals of someone who might be violent in the workplace? Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball. Obviously, not everyone who's disgruntled is going to come with a gun and shoot people. But what are the bullet points here that we should be looking at?
Well, if we were in the role, first of all, let's look from the employee standpoint. No one knows that your fellow employee better than you. You know good days and bad days. You know what's going on at their home life. If you come to work, you're going to share with what's going on. And we encourage employees that they start hearing things that are causing some concern to tell somebody they trust in human resources or another supervisor. You're going to also hear that the person is always disgruntled. I think we've always worked with somebody that just no matter what you do, you can't please them. And they're always disgruntled about something, from equipment to hours to policy. And they will have a tendency to really express that. Then the next thing I would probably remind people of is that they're great at externalizing blame. It's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. And these are things that happen over a period of time. I like to tell people that people, when we watch the media and we hear what's happening, you'll always have somebody say, they just snapped. Well, guess what? People don't just snap. There is a time when they take some action, but snapping isn't it. This guy planned this. That's not a snapping activity. That is, as you're being an attorney, you know, there's some premeditation there just by the fact he has a gun there. These things are there for employees to be able to see and hear way before the employer does. And so they have to have a really good respect and dignity between employees to be able to share that.
From what I see, and you would know this better, Rex, but there it seems like there's more and more of these kinds of shootings in the workplace. So I'm going to ask you two questions in one, and that is, why are we seeing more of these kinds of shootings, number one? And number two, are there copycat issues here? Because it just seems so strange that we have certain dates seem to provoke people to do things like, you know, we have Waco and Columbine kind of happen around the same time, and Oklahoma City bombing, I think, within a couple of days. Then we have this February 14th at Northern Illinois, not too far away. In fact, one of the kids who was working there as an intern was an intern at Northern Illinois in DeKalb, not far away at all. And then we had Parkland also on the same day. So the day after that, we have this shooting. Yeah. Is there some idea that there's this date or copycat mentality?
I think there's several philosophies about that and theories, and I don't prescribe to any of them saying that it's I can't see it being by accident, but I also know that a lot of these folks that are doing this, like the high school type, they're doing it for some recognition. And they know that if they do it on a particular time, they're going to get not only that recognition, it's going to build up further. So there's some calculations that go into it. I wouldn't go bet on it.
Okay.
Now, as far as copycats go, there are more copycats than we know, only because people take the path of least resistance when it comes to creativity. So if we tell people this is the way this person did it, and there's somebody sitting at home contemplating, God, I got to get back at these guys, they're going to say, oh, it worked for this person. It should work for me. So we'll see that. Law enforcement's really, unfortunately, we're not always prepared for workplace violence. People say, why didn't the police do more about XYZ person? Well, because we don't have firsthand knowledge. It really has to start internally. So if you were to hear somebody talk about anniversary dates, hear them talk about things coming up in the workplace, that's when you got to figure out, okay, this guy's planning. And then you've got a forecasted date.
Rex, I'm going to have to break here, but I want to thank you so much for joining us. Rex Osborne with More Than Talk LLC. If someone wanted to have you consult with their company or their church or their school, how would they get in touch with you?
It's real simple. We've made it easy for folks. You can just get a hold of me at rexosborn.com. So it's rexosborn.com. And we're in Illinois, like I said, quite a bit. We spend a lot of time in Bloomington area around Lexington and that area. So be glad to come up and visit you and help out anybody we can.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us.